My name is Sarah Kaner. I previously have served as chairman of the board of San Juan Regional Medical Center and currently serve on the auxiliary with my golden retriever, Sophie, the pet therapy program. As I was starting to look at this presentation, I was surprised at how far back there are references to therapy animals. The early Greeks gave horseback rides to raise the spirits of persons who were incurably ill. From the 17th century, the medical literature contains occasional references to horseback riding as beneficial for gout, neurological disorders, and low morale. In her 1859 Notes on Nursing, Florence Nightingale wrote, "A small pet animal is often an excellent companion for the sick, for long chronic cases especially." And in the 1940s, the Pawling New York Convalescent Hospital, along with the American Red Cross and the Army Air Corps, set up a program for recuperating veterans, which involved association with a wide variety of animals in a farm situation. There are many different kinds of animals and assisted activities that are recognized. I won't go into a lot of detail because you'll be familiar with many of them, from service dogs and guide dogs to emotional support animals. The main topic today is pet therapy, primarily with dogs. And in this setting, the hospital has incorporated the pet therapy program, and we currently have 7 dogs to work not only with staff, but also with patients. And I'd like to give several examples of situations that my dog and I have personally been involved with to give you an example of the power of animal therapy. Many of you will be aware of the shooting in Aztec several years ago when 2 students were murdered. Many animal therapy dogs were brought in, as well as mental health professionals. One situation that really highlights the power of therapy animals involved my golden and myself. We were asked to go into a setting with a counselor and a very young elementary student who was personally connected to the students. This child was not responding to the counselor in any way, shape, or form. And we just sat down on the floor with the child. The counselor kept asking questions. And finally, as the child stroked Sophie's fur, she started responding to the counselor's questions, but she was actually talking to the dog. Several months later, as all of the mental health professionals debriefed, they, to a person, said the most important intervention in that whole situation was having the dogs available for both the staff and the students. A second situation that I would like to highlight is when Sophie had a reading program at the Boys and Girls Club. It's been on hiatus with COVID, but again, very illustrative of the power of therapy dogs. One young boy with a very profound stutter worked with Sophie over a period of time, and he would come in initially and would just have a terrible time reading due to his stutter. But over the course of a half an hour or so, his stutter didn't go totally away, but it was markedly better. And again, he was totally unself-conscious, just stroking the dog, feeling her comfort, and able to not concentrate on his stuttering. And finally, a situation relevant specifically to the hospital. Several years ago, Sophie and I were walking down the hall toward the ER. We were right by the MRI suite. And we were the only ones in the hallway. And a nurse came around the corner just sobbing. And she came up to us and just dropped to her knees and clung on to Sophie, just sobbing and sobbing. And we probably stayed like that for a minute or more. And finally, she pulled herself together a bit. She stood up and she walked on, obviously feeling a little bit better for having had that encounter with the dog. So what does all of this really mean for all of the healthcare professionals there at the hospital with the intense stress that you all work under daily? The key point is that you all have animals at home, and every dog, every cat is a therapy animal. Allow your dogs, your cats, to comfort you, whatever the stress of your day has been. Just spend some quiet time with them, cuddling with them, going for a walk, getting out and clearing out the stress in your own mind and body. Animals have unbridled love and want to please. So for all of you at the hospital, embrace your animals and feel that stress relief in your own lives. Thank you.